Here's a thought about distracting bokeh balls. Bokeh is that new term that's been, I guess, invented to characterize the quality of out-of-focus areas in a shallow depth of field image. Most of you probably know that, but for those of you who didn't, I suppose I have to define it. Well, anyway, bokeh, if we can believe the contemporary press, and in particular YouTube, bokeh is the big deal in photography these days. But, you know, bokeh has a downside, too, that I just don't see anybody talking about much, and that's this. If you take a light, for example, in the background of your photograph, and you throw it completely out of focus with a very shallow depth of field, it gets physically bigger in the print. You can measure it with a ruler and see that it grows in size. The farther away it is, the more it has a tendency to become larger in blur. Well, if you get enough far away, it's just so small that it's not bigger. But I mean, the difference between, you know, 6 feet away and 8 feet away might make something from perspective get smaller, but in terms of the bokeh that it casts, the out-of-focus circle that it casts, it might actually be bigger because it's farther from the plane of focus. And these large balls of out-of-focus highlight can be quite distracting in a photograph, particularly if they come from a light source, which they very often do. Sometimes it's sun filtering through leaves in the forest or in a tree or something. Sometimes it's a artificial light like a lamp or a street light or something in the background. Whatever it is that's light that creates an out-of-focus cast in a photograph gets bigger, and when it gets bigger, it gets more distracting, and in my way, it can be a problem. Too much of a good thing, in other words. So it's something to pay attention to. Maybe not quite as shallow depth of field is better if it keeps those bokeh balls from becoming too distracting.